Sunday, October 19th, 2008, the Sino-US reciprocal relationship. Regardless of whether the massive US bailout of Wall Street with huge capital injections into the banking system will work or not, the world has seen the end of laissez-faire free market economies. If the US financial and monetary systems are not salvaged or partially rebuilt, the US may lose its credibility and status as a financial superpower. In comparison, the Chinese economy was growing at an annual rate of 9% before the financial crisis, generating astronomical foreign reserves. China currently holds about $1 trillion US dollars in US debt, including $460 billion US dollars in US Treasury bills. Before the US Congress passed the bailout package, there were reports that the Chinese threatened to reconsider their policy of buying US debts unless Washington moved to stabilize the markets. With so much at stake, Beijing appears unlikely to stop buying treasury securities or start selling their US holdings, because such actions would not only throw the world market into deeper chaos, but would also reduce the value of Chinese holdings in the US. China is not without its own looming financial problems. In the globalized world, a deep US downturn will hit China, whose growing economic clout has been largely dependent on its exports to the US. A US recession accompanied by the shrinkage of the insatiable appetite of US consumers will most definitely induce a significant reduction in China's GDP. But a Chinese thump will also lower commodity prices. While US citizens have been horrendous spenders, by comparison, Chinese have been meritorious savers. In the past 10 years, US savings declined from 5% to virtually zero, while Chinese savings surged from less than 30% to nearly 45%. To add fuel to the fire, traditional forms of savings in the US were abandoned in favor of leveraged speculation in both stock and real estate markets. Such activities brought about a tremendous explosion of debt in the US. A quick glance at history tells us that the British pound used to be the world's number one currency, in which most financial transactions were made. Sterling nevertheless slid from close to 5 US dollars before World War II to near par in 1980s. The reasons were the huge deficits incurred from fighting two world wars and the UK's underperforming economy, which lasted four decades. In the US heading down, is the US heading down a similar path with its geopolitical and financial hegemony being edged out by China? In a 2005 Goldman Sachs report, China was projected to overtake the U.S. in GDP by 2040. Before this wave of financial turmoil, the date had been brought forward to 2027. Now, some analysts say the date may come even sooner. Despite all of these factors, we should not simply write off the U.S. and prophecy that the 21st century will belong to the Chinese. In the last 2 weeks, the U.S. stock market plummeted 22%, but its Chinese counterpart suffered an even more appalling 55% freefall. If Washington is able to avert a fresh wave of banking failures and credit meltdown, the world will likely see the U.S. emerge with its geopolitical eminence significantly enhanced, much like after the Great Depression in the 1930s and the Great Stagflation of the 1970s. As the world still considers U.S. government debts as safe haven in uncertain times, we've seen the dollar rally rather than sag further even before the $700 billion U.S. bailout package was passed by the U.S. Congress. Fund injections from around the world will provide sufficient ammunition to help the U.S. recover. What do all these events mean to Taiwanese? Geopolitically speaking, the U.S. will find it harder to denounce China for human rights abuses while simultaneously expecting Beijing to keep buying U.S. Treasury bills. If China's ownership of U.S. debt exceeds a certain threshold, Beijing may even hold veto power over U.S. support for Taiwan, especially in a military contingency across the Taiwan Strait. Taiwan lacks strategic thinking and appears rather weak and passive in the face of the current financial crisis. Not surprisingly, the nation was completely excluded from the recent ASEAN Plus 3 conference, potentially the world's largest free trade zone, which discussed concerted action to tackle the global monetary tsunami. Taiwan is lucky Beijing hasn't attempted to acquire U.S. banks that are on the verge of bankruptcy. If China were to acquire foundering U.S. banks, it would not only help Beijing gain inside knowledge of the U.S. financial system, but would also dramatically reshape the negative impression of China in the U.S. Moreover, Beijing's passive ownership of U.S. debt, though useful at certain levels, doesn't empower China in building badly needed domestic infrastructure, financial or otherwise. Taiwanese have long suffered from political economic schizophrenia because we maintain that Taiwan is a sovereign country and simultaneously conduct business and trade with China without demanding the auspices of a sovereign nation. As we criticize the U.S. for losing the moral high ground when it invaded Iraq. By a similar token, it is illogical for Taiwan to expect the U.S. to support its sovereignty while Taipei leans ever closer to Beijing.